összefektetettem rádobás szerelem. Well, Nelson is just beside himself. He's only thinking now of your second term. He says you're in and you carry New York State and you're...
That's the third presidential election. He's informed us of that.
Yeah, but, you know, to me, he'd be honest. He's never said that to me before.
No.
He said it's...
Spectacular.
Well, he's speaking to the Republican National Committee today.
Yeah.
At Dole's invitation, and he showed me he's going to have an introductory paragraph about your foreign policy and a concluding paragraph saying we all have to stand behind him now. He's leading us towards peace and
good. Did you get into Lindsay with him at all?
Yeah, he's going to get him. He's got that committee.
Goldwater apparently hits the National Committee on the. In his talk with the National Media, it's the conservatives who have car-tracked you on this, so that they should keep quiet on you.
We've got an intelligence report that the Chinese nationalists intelligence office has put out instructions to make you and me the focus of attacks. And that I'm a communist agent and you that you're a traitor.
Oh,
so
now.
All of that crazy. You are there, Jeffers. When all is said and done, it's true that no one would have had the guts to do what
you
did.
But I mean, why even block them from the UN for 2 years here? You know, the health state was ready to dump them for the last 2 years here. You know that. Yost and all the rest came begging in here, let's change our position.
They got the arms. From us, we gave them every arms request.
Well, that's
right. Well, but they can't.
Poor old man, you know, I can see what he is. He just is living there in another age. You haven't been there yet.
No.
Well, he lives in another age. He still said he's going back. He's never going back to the mainland. That's not going to happen.
But Nelson is
home. There might be a change in China, but it won't be with China. I check it out. You see, he's too far away.
Well, if there is a change, it won't be from the Kuomintang. I think after this present generation dies, which they all will do more or less simultaneously, that is likely to die within a 5-year period of each other.
Mao and Chang and Zhou.
And Zhou and Lin Biao, they're all over 70. There's one leader they've got who is under 70. So within a 10-year period, certainly they'll all be gone. It is quite possible that there are major changes coming.
Look, we don't give a damn. I think it's just as well to have the right attacks.
I think that's right.
It
will help us with Peking.
And the kind of people that China can stir up now are the folks like Schmitz and others. He's going to find that it's goddamn hard to stir up people.
And actually,
the difference, the people that they can stir up have already stirred themselves up.
But Nelson was on the David Frost show. He told me, he's sending me the transcript, and he said for an hour and a half he was raving about you and what you've done and how Vietnam has brought about changes in China.
That's good. He was really up.
Oh, God, I didn't have to do any selling. I said, now listen, Nelson, I don't know anything about domestic policy, but at this time, don't give us the impression that you're sniping all the time. I don't know what you're doing, and I'm not aware of it. But I said, you can't keep sniping. And he claims that he's doing it, and that he's trying to support you. And I don't know if that's true.
It's tough, but you know, it's easy, you know, to sit here and say that, but Well, we all went here. We were trying to do the best we could, and you know, you gave us the brakes. You gave us the brakes. You gave us a chance to get in a fair shake in the rest. And of course, now a lot of people are sort of saying, well, this China thing's a good thing. Whether it is or not, people, only time will tell. But believe me, we know who are. We've been our really, really good friends and who have really helped when we needed it, and also who did it very objectively. And I just want you to know that I'm $100 million. I'll double it. If money will do it, we'll do it. And of course, the kind that this thing is the one that has a different prognosis. It's of course, as they all paid you, probably don't warn anybody else. And we've got a little more time. No, seriously, let's see what we come. See what we get through here. And you sure have. And you're in the best place. Apparently, they're very good. But let me tell you that I'll drop off school one day. I know you can have visitors, and we'll I'll drop off once we get a little more information, and we'll have a chat. Well, good to talk to you. I hope you get your good bill passed pretty soon. Just think, that's a terrible thing to learn. You got leukemia.
And he was...
He's smart enough to know that it's a question. Maybe he's got 8 months, maybe he's got a year. But that's all.
He knows he can't do anything.
Not a damn thing.
He was, you know, I had dinner with him 3 weeks ago. He was playing tennis Sunday when it struck him.
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
Morris Dance has been waiting to see me for a long time.
Who?
Morris Dance, he wants to cry to me about not going to the Soviet Union.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, listen, we need trips by people like a hole in the head. I think we gave Laird a little bit. There are heads today. We would have told him.
It was perfect. It was beautiful.
5 minutes before, please. But nevertheless, but on the other hand, Laird in his devious damn way at times will do a player game.
And that's the sort of thing he appreciates anyway. He didn't complain.
No, he appreciates those clever bastards. I'll do it to them next time.
Well, he's done it to us all along.
He does it regularly.
Joe Alsop has a column today, which Inspector Reginald Wooler. Joe and I talked about that they exchanged troop dispositions with the Soviets, which isn't true. Which really drives the Russians up the wall, drives the Chinese up the wall.
Well, but he makes it clear that he's...
But he gets
what went on.
He
says if you were there 20 hours, 2 hours could have been spent on certain things, what would you have there 18
minutes? Well, you can go that way, and let me say, he speculates about a lot of things. Don't worry about that bucket.
Cut the stuff after a few days.
Joe will never run out. He can look at it.
He knows what this is all about.
Oh, he's done too much. Yeah, that's the trouble. He's too close to the mark.
Well, anyway, but you said you told Nelson to quit signing the Daniel to get a nose to grindstone.
I have the impression that Nelson now is interested in... he didn't say so that actually. He didn't say that it is. Which may not be now.
Got lots of things to go over, but
that's not
as we've always.
effects that President Strip are going to be, and then he spent 20 minutes speculating on what the effects of President Strip would be.
At that time, there's no question. I never want to go out of a policy, at least for a good little stretch. Let's see.
Okay. Moving on the stance thing, and he's convinced he can do it.
Right, fine. Now,
extension of OEP, I just think is about ideal.
Okay.
I mean, it gives him something to do, it'll tie him down, and then we'll just greet him and talk to him like a Dutch uncle, but he can't go running off to California all the time and screwing around in that, but he's gotta cover the whole country. What do you think?
I think so, and I think you can build, he can build, instead of being a two-bit, and I'll talk to him pretty, I can talk to him pretty bluntly about this part of it. So being a two-bit politician in California, he can be out there running the disaster program, emergency preparedness, National Security Council, stockpiling, and he ought to take a couple foreign trips tied to it, you know, on the stockpiling business and all, I mean, on the preparedness business and all that. But he can make a lot of
I want you to talk to Rogers immediately about Kennedy for Japan.
All right.
But I've decided that all the businessmen just don't know enough that Kennedy is the best man. Rogers will balk, maybe, due to the fact that he knows Kennedy doesn't like state. But I just feel that he's the choice. He has my total confidence. And he's a big man, this and that. And he has earned the confidence of the business community. And he'll do exactly what we say, exactly what I say.
I suspect that Bill will, for the wrong reason, think it's a good idea. I think he'll be delighted to get Kennedy out of his hair as ambassador.
All right, fine. That's what we want to do. Rumsfeld, I've offered it, you know.
NATO,
and he's certainly interested. The real question I have there, he said he'd been doing some things for Mitchell.
That's right.
And the real question is whether we ought to take Rumsfeld out of the White House and put him in the campaign full-time. Very candidly. He isn't much to us here. And I'd like to get that damn cabinet down, but not that it's much, but I wonder if he, not as an assistant to Mitchell, but could he be the head of the citizens or something like that, you know?
Sure. He could go out as chairman of the citizens.
Chairman of the citizens. He's young, he's 39 years old, he's a hell of a spokesman, you know. And maybe he can be a spokesman. And let me say this.
He's been doing some good political stuff for Mitchell. He's a political operator.
NATO is fine, but it pulls him out of the politics. And frankly, and Finchness, he's needed in the politics, and maybe he's very good too. I think Rumsfeld, though, can be more valuable even in politics, because he'll do what he'll program better, and he is better operated. He's an operator. Now, if I could just say one thing, I think we've got too much on Colson's back. And shook me up to find that young thing was falling completely between the stools.
We've got a new guy coming in now.
Well, a new guy's come in. It's fine. But the point is, we started on about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And
it was one of those things. It proves, again, see, Colson thought Finch was doing something. Finch thought Colson was doing something. It's Colson says he knew he was being counted on for action on it, but he was
right. Doesn't make
he thought other things were more important.
But I think Rumsfeld doing, frankly, two people, suburbia and young, it sounds awfully good, you know. Now, with the young people, there's only one issue, basically, is the peace issue. Forget the environment and farting around with the old folks, I mean, the Negroes and everything. But I think right now, there has to be organized. I want to get something done on college youth, maybe he, you know what I mean? And I want it done for this fall semester. And I want it done with regard to the whole China thing and the end of Vietnam. Now, we might as well get the college. It'll help us with all the mock conventions and things like that. Now, I would like somebody to take some responsibility here on this. And goddamn it, I just don't want a paper. I want to follow it up now.
We've got a guy.
I think what you ought to do is shake up the staff a little more on things. I don't want people on any of these things, like I mentioned Ohio and several other things, and nothing ever happens.
Well,
that they just got to get it.
Got to work with Mitchell on it. And if you start undercutting him, you're going to have a real problem.
All right, then we'll have to get Mitchell in and talk to him about it. But we really have to. But you see my point of view, saying it's time's a waste. It's got to start this fall. We've got a time to start. Start, we've got a good way to start with.
Well, we've got a guy who's turned out to be a hell of a good guy, this Jamie McLean, who has been working revenue sharing that we can pull out of.
Oh, with the hell out of the Jerry McLean.
A little kind of like you, he's a hell of a good organizer.
All right, start something, get somebody in every college, get Charlie Recorder in it. Whoever knows anything about our organizing college, you get somebody on every major campus now who's going to be the next person, next for peace or some damn thing, next for the next generation. Get a plan. Get it executed. Now, is that clear? I want it done. Now, let's get that you. Then I want the blue collar you, too. That's something. No,
they've got the guy for that program.
All right,
he just started, but he's on full-time on staff.
Now, if there's somebody on this that you can... Maybe that's something to put somebody like Chamberlain on.
I know.
Put somebody on we can depend upon. I mean, everybody works on my stuff. I know, and I'm important.
You know.
But goddammit, let's get somebody to work on stuff that, you know, to back me up.
James McLean is the guy on it. He's the best in all you.
Full confidence.
Or college you. He'll be the White House guy responsible on you.
All right. You get it together and have a meeting. And I think you'll have a meeting in the next 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And then let me know what the hell the meeting is.
The problem bench and get the rest. The
problem there is bench, because you're buzzing it up again.
You get bench the hell out of it.
You go run well.
Okay.
You tell bench you're out of you now?
Sure. I put him in the OED.
And just to watch you. I mean, like he's out of volunteers.
He wants his ideas, but we don't.
He's screwing up.
He has no operational response.
He can't do volunteers anymore. He can't do youth anymore. Like on volunteers, he's got to have another guy. And the other guy's got to do the job.
Yeah.
But you know, Bob, everything Bob touched becomes like a sponge. And and that's what's happened here.
He wants to bore in on him and get him to take the OED job?
Yes,
he should write it.
That's better. Bob would die in Mexico.
Well, see, that keeps him in... I had forgotten about Kevin, but that's a valid point. That's too important.
Said they moved Maureen in here last year. And also, Bob would die in Mexico. Unless Carol wants to go to Mexico, which I don't think she will. Just say, OEP is the thing. You should take it and take it immediately. Now, one thing you could let him do, but I don't think we ought to do, is to let him still be a counselor to the president and so forth. I think it should be OEP and NSC. And the hell with this cat crap. And he gets out of the cat.
Well, except let's wait a second.
Well, it doesn't cost you anything to leave him as counselor to the president, except if he sits at the table.
Only twice a month.
Okay, fine. And have him...
I think he ought to stay in that. I don't think he ought to be
kicked around again. All right, fine. Let him stay as counselor to the president, but he takes OEP.
Fair enough.
Let's get that done. And tell Henry that we're doing that. But just tell Henry, I've ordered it. Don't screw around. So, Henry's going to moan. The hell with it. This is done. And with Rumsfeld, I just think Rumsfeld, I don't know whether Rumsfeld could stay on. He's talking about he's thinking of his own things, and he'd like to go to as sort of a rolling ambassador for Latin America and other places.
That's
Henry's objection.
See, that's what
I think is wrong. There ain't one like that damn trip they took to Europe. So
there's no hate in Latin America.
The point is, none of that, all of it's silly. Listen, let's face it, it's silly. It doesn't help us at this time. I think Rumsfeld would be a political operator. I don't think he should be a political operator.
Well, you know, he could stay right where he is and become the White House political guy, because Dent really doesn't have the super class to do it. And Rumsfeld talks with Mitchell better than Dent does.
Does he? Oh, he does. Well, let him be the White House political guy for everything in the South, and let Dent have the South.
Yeah.
How's that?
You got a Midwesterner, which is good.
That's right. He should be the White House political guy for the Midwest.
Let me talk to him. Might be better for him to go out and become the citizens' chairman. That might be a better
way to talk to him, but let's get it done. I had one other thought about it. You've still got that thing set up, have you, for we wanted to do the grow, we could. If I wanted to go out and do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. I had a thought about the pole situation.
Instead of looking on that football thing, you may not like this, but it seems I have a feeling.
Ride the parade?
No, sir.
No, sir.
You should go into that, make your little talk and leave, that you should not stay for the presentations or anything else.
It's true.
I don't think you should be Lombardi's presenter.
No.
I think you should just come in, either at the beginning or end.
What is it, an anniversary or something, or is it? Why do I go at all?
Well, because you've been invited, because Lombardi is being put in, and you can talk a little about Lombardi as sort of epitomizing the great of all the crimes.
And then just get right out of it.
The problem is, they're presenting, they're putting in seven guys. Each guy has a presenter who makes a talk presenting him, and then the guy makes a talk accepting him. I can see it taking an hour and a half of speeches. That you should not
just say that I come, but that I've got this date in Iowa, and I got to leave.
And you just drop by.
I just drop by, just like I do at dinner.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I was going to say is that I think if you can work it out, it seems to me that we ought to put out, and particularly in terms of the group of things, we probably ought to put out our poll. I'll tell you why. You've got to, what I mean is, first of all, I would use as the benchmark the other poll, since April. Was that taken in April or whatever the hell it was, right?
The 48, 36 was men.
Which makes it look as if it sounds like Gallup saying,
yep.
Fine?
Yep.
All right. And then, and a lot of people confuse the two, too, and then say, Nixon up since April. You get my point. And then get 54, 32 out. I think it tends to say it. And I would also put in, not the comparison of people handling foreign policy. You can't do that. That's deadly to Rogers.
Put in a couple of China questions.
But a couple of the China questions, that they approved the president's leadership or the president's trip. Now, that will get in the lead. That will get it. In other words, everything is about China. Nixon's popularity up since China. Nixon approves the China question and so forth and so on. Moves from 48 to 54. Get my point?
Yep.
Now, you'll be Gallup won't be on to it.
I think he's playing on Monday.
Monday? Well, let's get this Sunday. Can we do this? Could they get this ready?
What's today's Friday, maybe? Yeah.
If, unless you can, Bob, it's no use.
Yeah, we can service the release today.
What? So why don't you get a hold of them immediately and see if they can get them out? Because Gallup will come up basically with the same figure as I understand. 49 or 48. It's what I was just saying, Oxymoron. You never know. And I think that, let me explain. You've got to have, as much as you can, a feeling of momentum out of this thing. You've got to have it. Everybody feels it, correct?
Yep.
And if they don't hear it in the polls, they'll think they're wrong. You get it? And you never know how Gallup will write it. I mean, there's and also, I think Gallup actually is lower than he should be. I don't know what reason it is. Not on this individual poll, but on several of these. Because maybe Harris is right. Harris says they're overcompensating now, as he always did for blacks and youth, or whatever the case might be. See? But what's your view about the thing?
I think, yeah, I do, because the Gallup thing is, it won't get much play. Ours may not get much play either, you just never know. But we can put it out.
And get ours around.
And remember, Conley's on television Sunday, he could refer to it.
Yeah.
He could get some kind of question, he could say, well, I was
that's true.
Certainly impressed by that, but ORC.
But the point is, we can get it, Bob, to people that count. And this is one where, you know, Colson and his operation and so forth. Again, I think we're putting too much on Colson. I didn't think you'd better add somebody to him.
We have, Mr. President.
Yes, well, we have it. A lot of people sometimes that he doesn't get things done because by just giving you know, I turn in, but I don't know anybody else around who's supposed to do things.
No, he's getting the things done. He's got a good crew for doing it. And that's, I mean, if you follow your theory, you've got to have a few people you turn to, and then they've got to have adequate ability to follow.
All right.
But I get this one out.
And as a matter of fact, I should need to get out Sunday. We don't do it.
Just get it out, mail it out today. They don't take it out things in a hurry.
You don't, no, see, Bob, they do it.
We can go faster with that because we don't have to mail it out. We can get it. They run the stuff off right here. We got a damn good system where they can mail it off here. We can handle it.
My point is, Bob, now don't take the morning to find out what question. Just pick three questions right away. Tell them we got to have these three go out, pick out the other, and say, could you just do this? Now, this is an honest thing. They had the other poll. Now they've got this poll. They should just put it out.
The mail is probably using a 48. We can use a 50 because we've got a telephone poll at 50.
When did you have that?
Month ago.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to use the 48 because it ties right to Gallup. 50 ties pretty much to Gallup. Yeah.
All right, fine.
But
48 is bad. I mean, it's still a poll, that they had and so forth. Major field poll and so forth. Now they've got this one.
I think it's a very smart thing to do.
I just have a feeling myself in your office. There's a better feeling in the country. I mean, there's a whole bill up there. They're doing pretty well, apparently. But I think it's a better feeling that people, maybe what we're seeing really is the better feeling among them all. Intellectually, don't you think so? What's your guess about it? Are you anyway?
I think we are. I think we will continue to. I think I agree with you. We need to keep the appearance of momentum.
Yeah. Well, this though, we all expected a lift, and we do not have that reflected yet.
Not on approval. We do on
approval
of the China question.
That doesn't make any difference. We've got approval on a lot of other questions, but it doesn't. The approval is what counts.
On the other hand, if the China thing has the lift, it's going to build into it, especially as the visit comes and all that.
Yeah. Well, the China thing
will build on it later rather than now.
Yeah. The China thing.
I don't think they want to try and crank it up too high.
The China will build into it. Well, if you want to crank it with the kids, that's the only thing with the college kids and the rest, because they're. But the China thing will build. Mainly because it builds with the intellectual types. It really disarms the bastards a hell of a lot in the foreign policy field. You just can't get the cracks that we've been having.
Well, and that's, you get the establishment, and that the filter down process for the folks has to take place there too.
One part of the analysis that you might have taken this poll is, for say, the breakout, is whether what happened to those who disapproved the China thing on approval, disapproval. Whether or not they have that. If you got that, that'd be an interesting thing to find out. And what happened to those who approved the China thing on disapproval? You might find a very curious reaction there. But I think the whole thing could be very, very interesting. What else is in the news this morning? Any news? I haven't had a chance to read.
Not much. The big thing is the 11 American dead.
Did that get any play in the television? Close to the drain, how long am I?
And the coup in the Sudan is John Patton Davies and Robert Service, Service back on in the news. And that's about it.
Four of the 11 were missing in action.
that we finally confirmed, and one of them was a wounded who died. Wounded earlier, died this week. There were only six actually killed this week.